With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All eyes on Iowa as the state gears up for tomorrow's GOP caucus. At a rally today, former President Donald Trump urging supporters to attend despite the frigid weather.
Get out, just get out and vote. You got to bring your friend. You know, we say plus 10, so plus 10 or plus 2 or plus 20, but bring them all out because we have to set the stage for November. We have the most corrupt, most incompetent president in the history of our country. He's destroying our country.
AP national political reporter Meg Kennard says while the snow has stopped, the icing and bitterly cold readings for Monday night might keep some people away.
It is going to be bitter cold. The wind chill may really make it feel like it's negative 40 outside. Campaigns are laying out all kinds of plans, what they are maybe going to need to do to ensure that caucus goers can get out on Monday night safely. Some are saying that they have plans for volunteers and workers with four-wheel drive vehicles to get out maybe older voters.
Also at SRNnews.com, a federal judge has temporarily halted enforcement of an Ohio law that would require kids under 16 to get parental consent to use social media apps. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
U.S. District Court Judge Algernon Marbley's order comes in a lawsuit filed by NetChoice, a trade group representing TikTok, Snapchat, Meta, and other major tech companies. The litigation argues the law unconstitutionally impedes free speech and is overboard and vague. Marbley issued his temporary restraining order after determining that it is unlikely Ohio will be able to show the law is, quote, narrowly tailored to any ends that it identifies.
And that is correspondent Jeremy House with that report. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry winning quite a victory over Apple.
The American Family Association wants the tech giant to conduct an investigation into the suppression of the speech of Christians and conservatives. AFA put forth a proposal for a shareholders' vote, but Apple blocked it, asking the Securities and Exchange Commission to keep it off the latest proxy ballot. The SEC said no, ruling in the AFA's favor. Ministry President Tim Wildman says, quote, "Thank God that free speech is still valued in some form in this nation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Everyone knows that anti-Semitism has surged in America following the Hamas attack on Israel in October. The Anti-Defamation League now has the numbers. ADL's latest report indicating nearly 3,300 anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. between October 7th and the end of 2023. This is SRN News. It is not something most people will accept, the EPA proposing a new fee against energy producers found liable for excess methane emissions. George Williams has more on that story.
It's a first-of-its-kind penalty announced Friday based on standards from the 2022 climate law. The EPA says most companies already meet the law's requirements and says the new fees are intended to reduce emissions of methane largely tied to the routine flaring of natural gas from new wells. The amount for violators would start at $900 per ton, going up to $1,500 per ton by 2026. Proponents blame methane for an estimated one-third of greenhouse gas emissions. Critics call the new fee a tax that would raise the price of natural gas. The American Petroleum Institute strongly objects to the proposal and is calling for Congress to repeal it. George Williams reporting.
And more details at SRNnews.com.